I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jim, you caught the act. I heard it in your update. You catch the act of Saquon Barkley inking that deal, huh?
Saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a four-year, $31.2 million rookie contract, according to sources. This from ESPN being reported. First-round contracts we know are guaranteed. The deal also immediately pays out $15 million. Now do we see why Le'Veon Bell wants all that guaranteed money? Because here's a guy in Saquon Barkley. And tell me if the system is flawed or not. I don't know. This is a question for people at 412-928-9370. We'll get back into baseball in just a little bit. But Le'Veon Bell, in playing devil's advocate, now I don't think that the Steelers should have given Le'Veon Bell all the much money that he asked. I think that he should have. They offered him a very fair deal. But if you're Le'Veon Bell this morning, aren't you looking at this like, this guy's getting all this guaranteed money. He's getting $15 million right now. And he hasn't so much as run one football, even in a preseason game. He's not even taken a camp snap yet. And I'm Lev Bell. I'm the most productive, multifaceted back in the league right now. I play on a winning team. Granted, I have a great quarterback, a Hall of Fame quarterback. I have the best receiver in the game right now who's flanking me. But I'm a pretty darn good offensive weapon. I don't know how good they are in relation to everyone else. I don't know how they are in history. But I do know I make them better, and they make me better, and I'm a damn good football player. And here's this kid who walks in and he gets all this money. To play devil's advocate, I see Le'Veon Bell's point in all of that. Should he be paid more? I don't know. But I do understand when you see something like this, why Lev wants all that money and why he wants all that guaranteed money.
Well, he also makes the argument that, although he hasn't specifically in this case, that you know why Saquon Barkley got that kind of money?
Because of him.
Right. Right. And now he does wear 26, did at Penn State. I'm not sure what his number is with the Giants. But he, you know, Le'Veon Bell says, hey, I paved the way for these guys. And I guess he wants to continue to pave the way for other guys by getting when he signs it. He still hasn't signed a second contract yet.
Right.
I mean, he hasn't because he did end up or will end up with basically what amounts to $26 million of guaranteed money based on what he played, or almost $27 million actually, based on what he played for last year and what he's going to play for this year. But the system has never made sense to me. They actually revamped it so that it makes more sense than it used to. Like the quarterbacks, you know, the money that those guys used to get, they still do okay, but some of those contracts are, you know, a guy like Ryan Leaf, for example.
Yeah, fizzling out the money he made.
And so you were, you know, teams were hitting on about a 50% success rate, if that, on the really high quarterback draft choices, and so they revamped the system so that the rookies didn't get really, really, really overpaid, but some are still going to get overpaid.
I wonder if it makes anybody who was in the camp of Le'Veon Bell shouldn't get the money, he shouldn't get the money, I wonder if it makes anybody switch sides this morning when they see that.
Well, his agent said that the Steelers do things differently, even with veterans like Jarvis Landry, for example, getting a free agent contract and getting more guaranteed money than the Steelers offered Le'Veon Bell. And I'm not sure exactly how these guaranteed things work. The Steelers like to spread out their bonuses.
I heard Brady Quinn's on a show on NFL Network Radio, NFL Sirius Radio, whatever. Okay. And I forget who the host is with him. He said, and it's like a longtime guy that used to be a scout or something in the NFL, a guy that's covered the league forever. I forget who it is, but he said there's only two teams that still do business like that, that just do it like that. And he said that's one thing that may need to change with the Steelers. And I forget who the other team was, but he said it's the only. And now we know that the Steelers, is that antiquated? I don't know. And it's also the other thing with the Steelers, and he pointed out, and he was right in this, because I was listening to them on the way home last week when all this Le'Veon Bell stuff was happening. I was flipping between Ron and them. And he was also saying about how the Steelers, and we know this, whenever Latrobe's done, it's shut down. There's no negotiation whenever the season starts. And he thinks they're the only team that still does that. Nobody really specifies it, but they specify that it's over, that it's done. There's no negotiation. And he thinks it hurts the Steelers sometimes.
Yeah, I agree with that in certain isolated instances, but I understand the Steelers you know, it's like having your kids. If we do it for one, we have to do it for everybody. In other words, why are we, you know, we're re-upping this guy with 2 years to go, but why not the others? Every once in a while, you get, you know, quarterbacks have been an exception.
And the coach.
And then, yeah, and AB.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, Bell could have been an exception too, but it was different with him as a rookie where that, the way that came up through. So, you know, maybe they will have to change. I don't know. I'm thinking, what's wrong with making the bonus structure in line with everybody else?
Right.
I wouldn't have had a problem with that if they had guaranteed it out over 2 years. And even the way that we hear about these contracts, how they're the guaranteed money is, it's kind of nebulous.
We'll take some calls. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Before we get to Saquon Barkley, we're talking to Ange in Beachview. Ange, no Saquon Barkley talk first. How's your health? You doing okay?
I'm doing okay. I'm starting chemo this week, and it's a pill form. I'll be fine.
Crush it out. We know you will. And you're Pittsburgh tough, and you're going to get through it. Okay, Saquon Barkley. Is this fair? Does Le'Veon Bell have a gripe or not?
Absolutely not. If he didn't come with all that baggage, maybe. But the tweeting and the rapping and, oh, woe is me, when the rest of us make $10 an hour and have to work 3 jobs, plus, who is stupid enough to smoke a joint with the window open in daylight traffic? Plus, he got busted a second time. Way too much baggage with him.
And some people will say, too, that the difference with Barkley is he gets it over 4 years. Bell wants it over 2 years. That's why you can't kind of flip sides here or change your opinion. I think that is part of it, too, Ange.
Well, that's part of it. And also, too, Ray Fittipaldo and a couple other writers mentioned that, oh, he's great in the locker room. He's well-respected. How can that be? I mean, how can that be with all the antics and everything else? I have a hard time, maybe some, but I can't imagine the whole locker room respecting that guy at all.
Well, Angie, they respect him during the games. When the ball's in his hands,
yeah,
he delivers. And when he has to pick up blitzes and he's on the field in passing situations, he does it. So he performs very well. And, well, as we've said, better than any other back in the league during the games. The other stuff is nonsense, but I think players overlook that when you're talking about somebody's talent and production.
Well, I understand that, but the first 4 games took them a while. It took them a while, and we cannot afford a slow start. We cannot.
No, you're right.
I mean,
You're right. He can't take that long to get back up to speed. You're absolutely right.
That's right.
All right, Ange, you stay safe, you stay good, and you get better, all right?
Hey, your daughter's an inspiration.
Thank you much, Ange. Ange is the best. She really is, and she's tough. And we look forward to hearing from her. She gets the first call every Monday morning, no matter if the Steelers win, lose, or draw.
She's our version of Chuck in Uniontown.
She is tough and raring to go, so we look forward to that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.